Dave Mercer.
I'm Matt Pangrack.
Welcome to the Cully Weekly Sport Fishing Debate Show. And this week we're exposing it, Matt. I'm going to say it. The splash factor is foolish. And what I mean by that is think of the countless hours that people have spent practicing casting. And accuracy is very important. But I'm talking about get a low trajectory to the water. Make sure you hardly splash when your bait enters the water. You just want a tiny little ripple. If you ask me, that is the most foolish thing. And I'm guilty of it. I mean, I spent a lot of my youth casting at little buckets in my backyard, making sure I could get it under docks and stuff like that. And to get under a dock, that's important. But when it comes to the actual splash, I think it's foolish.
Really?
I mean, simply just because of what I've seen shooting all the underwater footage I shoot. I mean, every single time something hits the water, whether it is a bait, whether it is a rock, whether it is a feather, it doesn't matter, whether it's a bug. The first thing a fish does, every fish in the area, is look up. I mean, fish are attuned since they're very, very young that there is danger that comes from above, but there is also bounty that comes from above, whether it be frogs, bugs, different things. So I think that the splash that everybody is so anal about is literally way overdone. For as many times as I've caught a fish when that bait just slowly hit the water, I've caught fish when that bait came crashing down because it actually attracts a bite. So I'm saying splash factor is foolish. Keep our cull, Panger.
And I'm saying you're foolish for saying that because I think that you are forgetting that the vast majority of the lower 48, especially in bass fishing heavy states, these fish hear, see, and feel a lot of artificial offerings. And you're up in Canada where they eat for 5 months out of the year. And yeah, they have a lot less pressure up there. And there's a lot more things that you're dealing with smallmouth, that you're dealing with clear water. And those fish see that as an opportunity. Whereas down south, and I just experienced it recently, Dave, especially with forward-facing sonar, I think you're taking that out of the equation where now you are seeing more and more fish that are getting targeted with a lure, with an offering that is landing on their heads. And I think that the splash factor has never been more important than it has been. Look at, let me try this on for size. So I was fishing clear water fishery, throwing a quarter ounce jig head with a 2.5 inch swim bait on it. I noticed if I cast 20 feet past that fish, I could reel it over their heads. If I landed on that fish, that sucker was gone. That's 100% a splash factor, Dave. And I think those fish are going to become more and more conditioned to splash equals danger as more and more people put lures on the fish's head. So are there instances where you want a rainbow cast where a topwater lands, or it doesn't matter if you're punching to get it through or anything that lands? Yeah, there's going to be moments of attraction. But day in and day out, I think you're way better off having a soft, smooth entry than you are splashing the water and pretending like it doesn't matter.
I think total opposite to your point where you say we're forward-facing sonar that is more important. Dude, what is the big thing that's happening in pro fishing that hardly anyone's talking about? It's forward-facing sonar, but it's not what people envision. It's not a fish down 20, 30 feet. It's not a fish down 15 feet. It is literally a fish that is living in 30 feet of water, but it is down this much. Mm-hmm. And what are they doing? They're being attracted to that splash. And I don't mean the splash of a lure. The splash of a bait fish, whatever it is, that attracts the fish to it. I think that you have read way too many magazines.
It's my personal experience. I just experienced it. I'd put a fish over 100 foot of water, 5 foot down. What?
Why does punching work? Fish are hardly ever deep when you're punching, but you are literally taking a bait, firing it up in the air, ripping it down. And
well, it's situational. It's totally situational because there's a lot of ambient noise. The lateral line isn't as a tune in the grass, in the heavy vegetation. You need something to get their attention with it. But when a fish is like that and it hears bloop, I think that those fish are starting to, and I've seen it in person, associate that with danger. Now, that's situational, but you're blanket stating it. You're saying it's overrated.
Everything
splash factor is overrated as a whole, but I'm saying there is no downside to a soft entry at all. Like I don't think that it's overrated at all. I think it's still an integral part of fishing, and that a lot of guys get bites because they're able to skip that jig and not alert the fish that it's there. And that fish then, boom, it has a decision to make. It's not, ooh, something's up there. Now I can ambush it. I can do it. I think it's, boom, it's right there. You either eat it or you don't. And if that fish is active, it's going to eat it with a no splash factor or a splash factor. But if that fish is neutral or wary, the splash factor is only going to do one thing, and that's hurt it.
Situations are situational, Panger. And I do agree with you. There is moments, there is times, there is places where a gentle cast works. But in general, dude, why does topwater work? Why does bulging a spinnerbait under the surface work? Why does so many things? I mean, just weeks ago, me and you argued immensely about one of your favorite baits, the buzz bait. Why do they work? I mean, they're creating splashes. They're creating. So you're telling me that when a bait comes and goes bloomp, they are scared of it, but when it goes, they want it.
Absolutely, because one thing looks like a fleeing and the other thing looks like something unnatural or sounds like something unnatural.
In a lot of instances.
We're going to disagree. It's been a minute since we've had a real slugfest on this, and I think this might qualify as one, Dave, because I am culling that the splash factor doesn't matter.
I'm keeping it. I'm all in to keep it. I mean, I get it. There is times when you're fly fishing. Yeah. No, not even a fly fishing.
I look forward to watching you make rainbow casts on Facts of Fishing in the upcoming season, Dave.
I'm a hell of a spay caster.
Just send that spinnerbait as high as you can.
I will. I'll try. I'll
just make it rain.
Okay. Let us know what you guys think. Keep or cull. The splash factor is foolish. This should be good, Panger. You got nothing for me. Perfect. Good show.
Oh, I thought we were supposed to end it. Usually it says session has ended after that. I was just trying to do a clean ending.
Yeah, nothing's clean about this show.